From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rosemary Belson. Attempts are underway in the Missouri Senate to undo last year's new law that makes it harder to prove discrimination in employment and housing complaints. Marshall Griffin reports.
Commonly known as Senate Bill 43, the new law requires that discrimination must be proven to be the main reason someone got fired or was denied housing instead of one of among several factors. In part because of the law, Missouri has been added to a major tourism website's 2018 no-travel list. Also, the Department of Housing and Urban Development says the state is out of compliance with federal guidelines. Senate Democrat Jamila Nasheed of St. Louis is sponsoring a bill to reverse the new law.
We have conventions that are counseling due to the fact that we have a no-go travel ban.
A Senate committee conducted a hearing for Nasheed's bill and a similar one Tuesday. Opponents argued the new law hasn't had enough time to work and that it will eventually cut down on the number of frivolous lawsuits. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.
Members of the University of Missouri's chapter of the American Association of University Professors say information used by the MU task force that recommended closing nearly 30 graduate programs and consolidating others came from a flawed source. The group's criticism focused on data from Academic Analytics, a North Carolina-based company that compiles data on faculty productivity, according to the Columbia Daily Tribune. Low enrollment and low research output were cited as reasons for some of the recommended program cuts. The faculty statement released Sunday says the task force's report missed differences between academic disciplines while pursuing a one-size-fits-all measurement to determine the future of some academic programs. It's peak flu season here in Missouri, and the 2017-2018 season has been particularly severe. KBIA's Charlie Clark tells us why Missourians may want to use their sick days.
Flu season generally runs from October to May, and this year, every state aside from Hawaii has reported widespread influenza activity. This season in Missouri, more than 50,000 cases have been reported. Tara Flynn, the medical director for Mizzou Urgent Care, says the flu spike this year may be attributed to an uptick in milder cases.
I've diagnosed many people with the flu who look at me like, really, this is the flu? I would expect me to be a lot sicker. So then that leads to people going to their places of work, their schools, and then spreading it. You know, so they're not terribly sick, so they're not staying home.
Flynn says that with varying degrees and strains of influenza, it's difficult to predict the end of flu season. Charlie Clark, KBIA News.
In the meantime, Flynn is reminding those running a temperature to consider staying home since viruses can be spread easily during the fever stage. Missouri Lieutenant Governor Mike Parson is asking for an additional $50,000 in his budget to hire a personal driver for state business trips. Parson says he's visited 150 Missouri destinations last year. The Lieutenant Governor was reimbursed more than $4,000 for travel expenses last year, the most of any statewide elected official, the St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports. The Lieutenant Governor requested additional funding last year, but it wasn't included in the final budget approved by the Senate. Rosemary Belson, KBIA News, Columbia.